The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You gotta bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
We're getting some long texts about DeSantis versus Trump versus Nikki Haley versus Kristen Sununu. I'm going to keep adding them in. I know that it's really not going to come down to Sununu or Nikki Haley. But for right now, everything's so fresh, you know. Why not throw them into the mix for fun? We're getting some really long texts about this. People explaining to me why I'm wrong. That's okay. Maybe I am wrong. You know, that's what the primaries are for. Maybe I'll watch the primaries and I'll go, oof, never mind. Forget what I said. I'm back on the Trump train. But if you feel a certain way about it, you got to call in because I can't read these long diatribes. I appreciate them. I'm reading them myself, but I'm not going to read them on the air. The number is 844-500-4242. We have several things to discuss here. The lines are open. Right now, there's other hearings going on. And like I said, there's just so many. I got Matt watching them for me, and I keep saying, let me know if there's some sound we should play, because now people are criticizing Pete Buttigieg, who's the Secretary of Transportation.
It's amazing that there's so much going on that, like, we're just not used to this level of government people doing things at such a clip.
Yeah, I'm more used to these committee hearings focusing on, you know, what is a woman and birthing people and things like that. So to hear them really get into the details of what's happening is something else. But we will keep you posted on that. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Pete Buttigieg is the next person to jump ship here, Jared. Marty Walsh just got a great gig. He's leaving to be the head of the NHL Players Association. And Ron Klain, in a real sob fest, made his exit. Pete Buttigieg, out of all these people, he should be the one to go. Honestly, Pete Buttigieg has done a worse job than Ron Klain, than Marty Walsh, than Janet Yellen. He's my number one worst so far between the supply chain crisis, everything that's going on with these flights. And I saw something today from Southwest, their explanation for why they had such a disaster around Christmas time, that meltdown. And the explanation was basically like, oh, the weather, you know, we weren't expecting that weather. It was really cold. We're sorry about that. Now, Joe keeps saying he's going to be on top of these baggage fees. And you know what I was pondering today, Jared? I'm like, okay, so Joe's out there at the State of the Union. And he's talking about issues like the Chinese spy balloon. What a great job we did with that after it had its 8 days abroad traversing the United States of America, experiencing our culture, and then it was shot down. And he's also on stage, and this is how versatile he is, he's also on stage talking about airplane fees. And I thought, if we're going to talk about baggage fees in airports, then why don't we have, what's his name? I'm forgetting this person's name already. The guy who stole all the bags.
Oh, Sam Brinton.
Allegedly. Yeah. I mean, isn't this something that we could, you might as well, you gotta, in life, they say, write what you know. Well, I would say in the Biden administration, this guy's in charge of like nuclear waste or something. Get that mind on the airline baggage fees. Who better to explain how outrageously expensive baggage fees are than someone who's stealing them off of the little thing? What do they call that thing?
The carousel.
Yeah, it's always those
words. Or the baggage claim. There's a couple different slang terms.
I'm just saying.
Joe is more focused on the racist legroom of airplanes, Grace. That's the important stuff.
Oh, the legroom. The legroom always gets you, doesn't it? We are going to go to the calls here in just one sec. But before we do, I want to play a cut about the Chinese spy balloon because I found this interesting. Joe Biden was talking with Judy Woodruff. I don't have to tell you guys. I'm sure you tuned in for this on PBS's NewsHour. And this is what he had to say about the Chinese spy balloon. This is cut five.
Look, I just think that the idea that there was a dereliction of duty is, I think, is a bizarre notion. China knows exactly that what the deal is with us.
China knows exactly what the deal is. What is the deal? Is the deal that they can do whatever they want and there'll be no consequences? That's what the deal feels like to me. And then, just so you know where China stands on this, because Joe keeps saying, like, oh, no, we're all set. We got this. I talked to them. We're all good. Yeah, that really brings me a lot of reassurance that you got on the phone and talked to Xi Jinping right after yelling, name me one person who wants to trade places with him. But then I see this from the New York Post. It says, or as AOC would like to call it, the Washington Post. It says, the latest U.S. assessment contradicts China's official claim. Remember they told us it was just a weather balloon? It was a balloon that was collecting weather information. Well, the United States shot this balloon down, and we found that it was equipped with antennas and other intelligence-gathering materials. And not weather-gathering materials, like intelligence-gathering materials. Spy materials is what I'm gathering from this. But this is my favorite part. The Chinese ambassador to Paris, Li She, called on the U.S. to return the remains of the balloon that were retrieved by Navy personnel off Myrtle Beach. And this is the quote, Jared. If a person picks up something on the street and knows who the owner is, he should return it to the owner. Boom. Can't argue with that. That kind of...
What's the reward for returning this to the owner?
That kind of politeness, you know, that kind of just thoughtfulness when dealing with a Chinese spy balloon that was shot down, that's only something they could expect from Joe Biden, that he's going to shoot down the balloon and be like, you know what, guys, I think we got to send this back to its rightful owner. We got to send this back to China.
Well, that's what a decent, moral, grandfathery, whispery person would do.
Yes, and on the world stage, I mean, nobody's better than Joe. He's like Gaston. One fights like Joe Biden.
He's traveled 17 million miles with Xi Jinping in his 180 years in Congress, more than anybody. No joke.
Derek, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm definitely with President Trump and DeSantis. You know, President Trump is the guy that, you know, showed the Republican Party how to deal with the CNNs of the world. And, you know, up until then, they were all pretty much bowing down to the far left and their control of mainstream media. President Trump showed us how to, you know, get our economy back online again and didn't take the BS that was being thrown out by the media. And DeSantis, you know, he's basically a disciple of the master, President Trump. I'm with Trump till he decides he's going to step aside.
Okay. Yeah, that works. I mean, there's nothing about what you're saying that I don't understand. I think that a lot of people are with Trump out of this loyalty, which I can appreciate. But the way I see it right now, and I'm not convinced 100% either way, like we got to see people debate. We got to see people on stage and understand what they're capable of accomplishing. But from what I'm seeing of him right now, I'm not impressed with his latest shenanigans. I know I'm not supposed to say that. Like, I know that ticks people off. But I have to say it. This is what I do. I have to tell you how I feel. And how I feel is that these attacks at Ron DeSantis are really weak. And they come off as childish. And they come off as someone who's desperate and panicked and knows that he has a real contender here. And by the way, something I don't want people to forget about, and we should play the DeSantis sound, is the fact that if you look at the midterms as a blueprint, there was a lot of things about those midterms that did not go well. There was a lot of failures as far as the Republican Party is concerned. But one place you could look to that wasn't a failure, that was actually a historic success, was Florida. And I am a believer and looking at a situation like an election and trying to find the things that went right instead of rehashing things that went wrong. And I think that DeSantis did a really good job. There's a reason people are moving to Florida. There's a reason that Disney, for example, who went up against Ron DeSantis, is not doing very well. They're laying off 7,000 employees. Did you read that today? CEO Bob Iger slashing spending. He's trying to slash a stunning $5.5 billion in spending. Now, yesterday, I heard Joy Reid saying that because of the Grammys and the demonic whatever they were doing, I didn't watch it, that that's proof that the left has won the culture war. Look at, we have this man who's dancing around like the devil and Madonna up there. Look at, we won the culture war. And what I think is a better litmus test for who's winning the culture war is to look at Florida and say, okay, well, Disney is woke. They went woke. They went up against Ron DeSantis and they lost. So I think he's good at fighting these culture wars. I think he picks the right ones. Now, of course, I always have to couch this by saying, whoever wins the nomination, I'm going to back. So if in a few, if we get to the point, Jared, where it is Trump, and I say, I hope Trump wins, I know I'm going to get a lot of, hey, you were a little, this is what happens. You have a primary for a reason, so you can figure out who's the strongest candidate. And then, once you pick one, what you should do, if you want to win, is you should back that. Now, I don't know if other people will feel the same way. Like, if it goes the other way, which I think is less likely, I should add, I think it's less likely that DeSantis becomes the nominee over Trump. But if that does happen, I know a lot of people out there who are big Trump supporters who say to me, I'm not going to vote for DeSantis. Well, I can tell you right now, I will vote for whoever wins the GOP nomination. And that's what I think is important to remember in all this. It's like, what did Ronald Reagan say? The 11th commandment, do not smear fellow Republicans. Kind of important right now. Especially when you're smearing other Republicans who are winning, who are doing good things for the party and for the country. 844-500-4242. We'll take more calls on this because I know people are going to want to talk about it. And that's wonderful. Our friends at Eden Pure are extending their BOGO deal on the thunderstorm for one more week. Jared, the only thing better than one thunderstorm is two.
That's the 12th commandment of Ronald Reagan. The only thing better than one Eden Pure thunderstorm is two.
I never saw that quote. I've seen a lot of Ronald Reagan quotes, but that one, you know what? That makes sense. That makes sense that he would say that. This is a really great device. For people who aren't familiar, I'm going to hold it up for the Rumble Cam. It's a small device, doesn't require, you know, a ton of wires. It doesn't require a ton of space. It's small, it's light, it's easy to use. You plug it in, you turn it on. But Jared, here's the part of it that's the most important. Once you get this thing plugged in, it really works.
Yeah, it doesn't just cover up odors. It doesn't make things smell flowery. It purifies the air. It's why it's called the air purifier. It sends out ions, which ionize the air. That creates a super oxygen, and that eliminates any odors that maybe linger in the air. It can get rid of any, you know, even some viruses or nasty stuff that you don't want to be breathing.
Yes, and if you want to get your hands on not one of these, it's a BOGO offer, so you're going to get two, buy one, get one. And you want to be like all of our listeners who love this product, who can't get enough of these, all you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use discount code GRACE. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code GRACE. For allergies, pet smells, any odor that you want to clear out, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. And if you need one, you're going to love having two. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, discount code GRACE, and shipping is free. We will be right back with the poll question and a few other important stories. I mentioned the Andover story that's local here out of Massachusetts. This is just one of a series of very sad, bizarre stories that have been coming out lately. But I didn't really give anyone a description of it. I have it here on my desk. We'll talk about it when we come back just a little bit, in case you heard that and you weren't sure what I was talking about. And we'll do the poll question. So a lot coming up after the break. Getting a lot of texts here. People are not happy. That's what we like to see. We'll be right back.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
And I'd also just say this. I spend my time delivering results for the people of Florida and fighting against Joe Biden. That's how I spend my time. I don't spend my time trying to smear other Republicans.
Yeah, and that was Ron DeSantis yesterday. You know what else, though, I will say, Jared, is I think Republicans, the GOP, we need to stay out of this trap of thinking anyone is going to be this perfect candidate who we're going to agree with all the time. Because that was something I got over really quick with Donald Trump. There were things he did that I wasn't crazy about, but I realized he's the person right now for the job, and he's the best person for it. So you don't ever want to think, oh, this person, they can do no wrong. They're going to disappoint you. They're going to say things. They're going to do things that you don't like. That's just part of life. But Republicans, I think, so want, and we do this with celebrities too. Like the second a celebrity starts to agree with our politics, we think, oh, now they're really a great, now we love this Hollywood star. It's like, no. Let's just take it one step at a time. Let's vet everybody and just figure out who's best for the job. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
If you had to vote today, who would you pick for president in 2024? Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Chris Sununu, or Donald Trump?
Well, I guess the way we phrase this, it's who would you pick for president? I thought we were doing like, who would you pick to run for president?
Who would you vote for, basically, today? If you had to vote today, who would you vote for?
In the primaries.
Sure.
If it was in the primaries, I'd vote DeSantis. I think he's the best shot.
Yeah, obviously in the primaries because of the four choices.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. 26% for Ron DeSantis, 70% for Donald Trump, 2% each for Nikki Haley and Chris Sununu.
Because if it was I could just install any sort of Republican president I wanted, then I probably would go Trump because I'd like to see him a second term be able to just do whatever he wanted. And, you know, he knows where all the bodies are buried. But as far as I'm more concerned right now with winning, and I think that people are so loyal to their candidates that they end up becoming loyal to losing. You have to have winning on the brain. Jim, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Grace. I share your views entirely about Trump. I want to win the next election. But to me, personally, and a lot of people I talk to, I think he's disqualified himself from even running, in my mind.
Why do you say that?
Until he apologizes for having a rally on January 6th and putting a lot of his loyal supporters in harm's way. There's too much shenanigans in Washington to have done that, obviously. And also, there's still a lot of people who are being held I haven't been charged for any particular crime, but I've been held for 2 years without any charges because of that. And he needs to apologize for that and step up and take ownership of it.
Now, Jim, I'm glad you agree with me to a sense, but I don't agree with that assessment. I don't think he has anything to apologize for. I mean, he told people to be peaceful. I don't think he has anything to apologize for January 6th. In fact, I don't think we even know enough about it to understand who's truly at fault here. I think there's a lot of blame to be thrown around, and I don't think that any of these orchestrated, choreographed C-SPAN soap opera committees have gotten to the bottom of January 6th. So that's really not where my head is at as far as Trump goes, which is interesting. It's, you know, and you have every right to feel that way, but it's not, when I think of why I would choose DeSantis over Trump, it's not because of January 6th. At all. Really quick here, we got time for one more. John, you're next up.
Hey, Grace. So listen, with Donald Trump, I think we'd be much better off if he just backed away from running for president again. We know he's got the ability to do it, but I think you need a new face in there. We're just going to be up against the same stuff. I mean, they're going to come at him even harder.
And John,
if they played this right.
Hold on here, John, because again, and I know I'm sorry, I'm cutting you short here. We're running out of time, but that's not the reason either. Like it's fine if these are everybody else's reasons. My reason is not because they're going to come at him again, because they're going to come after DeSantis again. They come after Nikki Haley. They come after Chris Sununu. They've gone after John McCain. They've gone after Mitt Romney. They will go after anybody who's a Republican once they get the nomination. That's really not where my head's at. I'm just thinking who's going to handle it better when the left comes after them. I hope that makes sense. Woker joke is coming up next, and we'll come back to this so people have more time to talk. 844-500-4242.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Grace Curley Show. A lot of people wanted to discuss that last topic about the 2024 primaries, and we will go back to it in the 2 o'clock hour, so fear not if you have a hot take. Sorry I couldn't give people a little bit more time on that. Joining us now for everyone's favorite segment of the week is the Wizard of Woke, Taylor Cormier. Taylor, thanks so much for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure.
And before, Taylor, I get into this game with you, did you watch the State of the Union?
I did.
You watched it live?
Watched it live.
Did you hear about the ratings?
The ratings? Were they better than the Grammys?
They were better than the Grammys, but that's, I mean, they're broadcast on seven networks as opposed to one. They were not as good as Joe Biden's last State of the Union, though. His last State of the Union brought in 34 million viewers. And this speech only brought in 23 million.
Ooh, that's a big hit.
And you know what stings even more for Joe? The network that did the best playing his State of the Union?
Fox.
Yeah. You hate to see it. Fox, by the way, I think this year has the Super Bowl. And traditionally, the network that's hosting the Super Bowl gets an interview with the president. Joe, strangely enough, has not confirmed.
I think that's the other Fox network, right? Well, there's Fox News, and then there's Fox.
Well, it's not Fox News that's broadcasting the Super Bowl, but it's all under.
Right, right.
But it's still coincidental that he's not going to do a sit-down interview, I think. 844-500-4242.
For a former football player like him of such stature, you'd think he'd want to sit down.
Former football and baseball player.
I always sell him short.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's
a knee problem.
He hit one off the wall.
I'm sure there's other sports we're forgetting about, too. He strikes me as a three-sport athlete. He just has that vibe about him.
Yeah.
All right, get on the lines now. It's 844-500-4242. And if you're on the line, then you have a chance to win a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria just in time for this weekend. A lot of people like to do their Valentine's Day dinner the weekend before, because I think this year it falls on a Tuesday. So it's a great time to visit Aviva Trattoria. You could win a $50 gift card. If you get it right, you'll be entered to win. Get on the lines now, and we should just start it on up.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Pink hair wokers.
The word woke means loser.
Had to choke, was on me. Oh, no.
All right, here's how it works. Taylor is going to read you a headline. You have to decide, is it woke or is it a joke? And let's start off today with Bob. You're first up. Are you ready for your headline, Bob?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Bob, here's your headline. Even the bread was white. Professor argues fast food industry is racist.
How's that woke?
That was rapid fire, and that's correct.
Oh, my gosh. That was the quickest response.
Not a joke.
Bob, had you seen that headline before?
No, I just figured if the word white is in it, it must be something woke or racist or something. What the hell?
Hey, good guess, my friend. Stay on the line. You're entered to win.
Logical deduction.
So fast food is racist.
Yeah, this is a study that, it's actually a professor that is going to be giving a lecture at the University of Pennsylvania. Her name is Na Oyo Kawate, and she says that fast food, the placement of the franchises, I almost said French fries.
I know, the French fries.
The placement of the French fries is strategically in lower income communities of minorities, comprised of minorities. And there's a pattern of racism that has led to that. So she's going to break down how that happened.
I wonder if any of these ideas came from the Penn Biden think tank.
Possibly. Probably Pete Buttigieg. The roads were so racist that they led the franchises to the black communities.
Wow. Are you sure you didn't write this? Did you have a hand in this?
Nope.
All right, let's go to Brian. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Brian?
I am ready.
All right, Brian, here's your headline. Oh, rats. Mayor Adams' rat remedy would worsen New York City's climate efforts.
Oh, goodness. That is so absurd. I'm going to say woke.
It is a joke.
That's
I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? We're going to kill rats.
That's a solid headline, though. I could for sure see that being true. Because I have
By the way,
to imagine.
That was a joke. That's not true.
Now, well, maybe not, because now, you notice, have you ever had an exterminator, and they come, and they,
no.
A lot of times they have now, like, very friendly ways of getting rid of critters.
Oh, yeah.
Like the little gel pads that they just kind of.
We're going to give each cockroach a pillow.
Yeah.
And a blanket.
And then they're just going to drift off to sleep. But now they have the little gel pads for the mice that they just kind of walk on, and they get stuck there. Honestly, though. When you find one a couple weeks later, it's just as sad. There's nothing more humane about it.
Yeah, you got to be checking those traps every day if you're trying to be humane.
They look like they're just in a sci-fi film or something. They're just in this like green goop. But I would imagine that whatever they're using to get rid of the rats.
A rat in a jello mold.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's probably not that green. Honestly, we should probably alert some of our eco-friendly warriors to get on this.
There's actually a town on the North Shore. I can't remember which one. They have a rat problem downtown. And they're actually looking at basically introducing chemicals that will sterilize the rats so they can't.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Considering that they use rats for lab testing before they use these things on humans.
Oof.
No, thank you.
What could go wrong?
Right.
Mike, you're next up.
Why isn't this community reproducing?
Mike, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Mike?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Mike, here's your headline. Study suggests unattractive individuals wear masks more often than others.
I gotta say, that's woke.
It is.
I saw
Very
this.
Good.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
I don't even know how you gauge that, though, because...
Surveys.
Yeah, but beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Who's deciding who's unattractive?
Somebody, yeah, but there are limits.
If somebody thinks they're ugly, they think they're ugly.
Oh, they're asking the people, right. How do you view yourself?
Right.
Oh, that makes me kind of sad then.
Well, they decided to answer it.
Yeah. No, I know.
So?
You're just a heartless man.
Yeah.
Everything I say that has a little bit of sympathy, you just...
No, I steamroll right over those.
Damn.
Feelings get in the way of progress.
All the rats should watch out. He's not going to have the gel pads going for you.
No,
he's going to trap you. Okay, let's go to Sandy. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Sandy?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Sandy, here is your headline. Manhattan couple seeks personhood for their AI-generated twin girls.
I'll say it's a joke.
That is a joke.
Okay.
Very good.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
I have seen
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
I've seen a lot of AI stuff in the news lately.
Yeah, I guess there's like a Seinfeld episode that has been generated by AI. Have you seen that one?
Did it get canceled?
Looks like, I think so.
Yeah,
looks
it,
like
got a, banned, it got banned from YouTube.
Looks like a Minecraft simulation or something.
That's why we're on Rumble.
I started watching it and this is dumb.
I saw even Jerry Seinfeld comment on it. He's like, what, 180 episodes weren't enough? Now AI's got to do it?
Yeah, and also because we're in Boston.
Why does AI have to do an episode of Seinfeld?
I always see the AI dog that they have. I think it's at like MIT or something or Tufts.
Oh, no, that's the robot dog.
Yeah.
That's not AI.
What's the difference?
Well, robot is a physical robot.
Don't you have to use AI in
it
a robot?
It has software and I don't know, I guess maybe some sort of artificial. But in this instance, it's
I actually software. Thought they were pretty much the same thing.
No.
Well, the dog has to have some sort of, it's not.
So it's like. It's
not real robo-dog intelligence.
No. But so the Seinfeld
yes, the
thing is like
learn to love at some point.
Yeah,
the Seinfeld thing is like a bot. Like you've seen like those bot generated
like
scripts.
A bot.
Dwight does not play a robot.
You know what? I think I might be right about this.
Fine. I don't think you are.
I'm not dying on this. I'm gonna die on this hill. Actually,
I was gonna secede, but now I'm not.
All right. I'm shocked. You're not gonna secede. I'm shocked. Let's go to Michelle.
Yeah, my hands were huge.
Secede. I mean, I'm concede.
Michelle, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Michelle?
Certainly am.
All right, Michelle, here's your headline. Anti-Trump coalition seeks to purchase ad space on China's next spy balloon.
Oh, my God. That's got to be a joke.
It is. Phew. Very good.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
That would be a bad advertisement because it would be undetected. Nobody would be able to see it until...
That was the most talked about thing for a week. People took pictures of it.
Yeah, but no, but I'm saying, don't they want to put it on Trump's spy balloon?
No, no. China's spy balloon.
Oh, they want
China's next spy balloon.
They want to put an anti-Trump message on Chinese spy balloon.
Correct.
I thought they wanted to put their message on Trump's balloons, and I was thinking that would be hard because we never saw a picture of them. Let's go to Steve. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Steve?
I am.
All right, Steve, here's your headline. New York School District apologizes for racist snowman post.
That is woke.
It is woke. I'm not doing so hot today.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
All right, so fill us in on this story.
So there were three students, I believe they were in the fourth grade, and they wanted to build a snowman. So they did, and they took a picture with it, but there wasn't much snow on the ground, so a lot of the snow they collected was dirty. And so it kind of looked like this muddled snowman-looking thing, and the school posted the image of snowman with the students smiling, and they captioned it, the snowman is just as diverse as our students.
All right, that's a little... I can see where that would be problematic.
The superintendent apologized.
Where they posted on, like, Facebook?
Yeah. The superintendent apologized in a written statement saying the word diverse was used to describe how every kid can make a snowman differently. And this variety of creativity should be... They built a snowman. They didn't create a robot with artificial intelligence.
Can I give a tip to people? Like, if you're in a school, whatever, you don't need to post things on Facebook. Just teach the kids in the school. You don't need to post the snowmen they're making.
Right.
Just leave it offline. Nothing good comes from it. Well, you get 25 likes on a picture of a snowman. That's best case scenario. Worst case scenario, you tick off the whole town.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do one more. Frank, you're up next. Are you ready for your headline, Frank?
I sure am. Yep.
Okay. All right, Frank, here's your headline. Teacher forces students to pledge allegiance to the pride flag.
That's woke.
It is woke.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
She removed all the American flags from the classroom, so they had to pledge to the pride flag, which she had prominently displayed.
That's a tale as old as time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Anthony from Aviva Trattoria. So don't go anywhere. We also have a very, very special Grace's Goodies for you. We will be right back. Thank you, Taylor. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
So you're looking for a deal and you want to make it real.
A money-saving deal.
It's Grace's Goodies.
Goody, goody.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Grace Curley Show. Yes, that is true. It is time for Grace's Goodies. And today we've got a great deal for you from Aviva Trattoria, one of my favorite restaurants. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria for just $25. As you all know, Aviva Trattoria is the sponsor for Woke or Joke, and to find the nearest Aviva to you, you can go to avivatrattoria.com. Joining us now is Chef Anthony. Chef Anthony, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Grace, thanks so much for having us today.
Now, you guys must be gearing up, Chef Anthony, because a lot of people are going to have their Valentine's Day dinners this weekend, so they don't have to go out midweek next week. What do you guys got cooking up for the romantic couples?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we love this holiday. You know, it's such a family style. Come on in and share the love. Every location set up right now, ready to rock and roll. We just rolled out this week our brand new features for the month of February. These will be rolling right through the holiday next week. They do start, obviously, for this weekend. We've got these wonderful, we brought back an old home run that was on the menu in the past, our wonderful homemade pizza knots as an appetizer. Chef Roberto whipped up an amazing Italian Cobb salad. Grace, I had this for lunch today with a piece of salmon on top. It was unbelievable. I can't wait to bring some home for leftovers. We're doing a wonderful barbecue pulled pork mac and cheese pizza, a little different, stray away from what we're normally used to doing, but a really fun alternative for this month. Our Calabrian cauliflower wraps and our oven-roasted Statler chicken. Of course, you can't go out without having a wonderful dessert. We've got a homemade chocolate chip bread pudding this month. Serve it some wonderful local vanilla ice cream. And I hate to save the best for last, but, you know, the cocktails are always phenomenal. And this time around, Zach down in Wrentham has added a wonderful raspberry fizzy onto the menu. It's a raspberry fizz martini, raspberry-infused vodka, lemon juice, Prosecco, some fresh raspberries. It's just wonderful. Again, you know, the dining rooms, the bars are all welcoming. The places smell amazing. And we're just ready to see everybody this weekend for Valentine's.
And Aviva Trattoria has so many locations: Malden, Marlboro, Maynard, Stoneham, Wrentham, Westford. I've been to many of these locations. Like Chef Anthony said, all the restaurants are beautiful. I couldn't help but notice, Chef Anthony, you didn't just mention pizza knots. You mentioned the BBQ pulled pork mac pizza. It's National Pizza Day today, so this is a perfect time for people to stroll on in and check out Aviva Trattoria and get a slice.
They have pretty good pizza.
Absolutely. It's one of our specialties, the Napoleon style, and don't forget the Montanara, the fried pizza. It's always a special treat with someone who's never experienced that Napoleon style traditional fried pizza. It's a wonderful little treat for this time of the year.
And what I love most about Aviva Trattoria, because the food is great, the atmosphere is phenomenal, but what I love most is that everybody who works at Aviva Trattoria, they love working there. You guys are like a giant family. It's very rare to go into a restaurant and just have servers and bartenders and hostesses who just look genuinely happy to see you. And I think people, especially, you know, people who are just getting back out there, it's nice to go to a place where you feel so welcome.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the key is hospitality today seems to be kind of a thing of the past, but and you nailed it right on the head. We are a family. That's amore. You know, it's all about love, and we want to share that this holiday season. So come and see us. We're ready. If you want to make reservations, like you said, please visit us at avivatrattoria.com. Contact any one of the locations. It's always a beautiful day at Aviva.
And as I said, it's a great time to check out any of their locations: Malden, Marlboro, Maynard, Stoneham, Wrentham, Westford. There's probably one near you, and you could go there this weekend for Valentine's Day, get a delicious appetizer, some cocktails, finish it off with dessert. That's usually the one time where people really indulge on dessert, and this is the perfect place to do that. Now, if you want to go there, you should get a gift card, because you're getting a $50 gift card for just $25. That's half off.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you how to do it. You go to gracecurlyshow.com. You click on store. Chef Anthony knows this. These don't last a long time. These go very quickly. So if you're listening to this right now, don't put it off. Go to gracecurlyshow.com and get yourself a gift card to Aviva Trattoria for half off. Chef Anthony, I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. I know you're going to be busy today cooking up the pizzas, but make sure that you tell everybody at Aviva we said hi.
Thanks, Grace. Have a great day.
You as well. Don't forget to check out Aviva Trattoria and get that gift card. It's gracecurlyshow.com. Click on store. It's a $50 gift card for just $25, and the options once you get there are... the options are endless. We'll be right back with more and with Jess Machado coming up next.